Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
But the subscription service, you see it on the screen, bigandlazy.com. We got an email blast service. We got a paid subscription. We on Spotify, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Anywhere you can find podcasts, you'll find Big and Lazy. We drop every week. We consistent. We trying to branch out. We trying to work with everybody. Shout out to the city. We love what we love, y'all. We looking for sponsors, so small businesses, big businesses, get at me. We got good discounted rates. So this is the Big and Lazy podcast. Give us something good to eat and give us something good to watch.
Something good to eat would be, I like the Jamaican place in Rooftop? Clifton Heights.
Uh-huh.
I like that spot.
Okay.
It's called Island Breeze, Caribbean Breeze.
Yeah.
I like that spot. Good vibes in there, good food. They got a hibiscus tea.
Yeah.
Fire.
Really? Yeah, try it out.
Something good to watch. Uh-huh. I don't really watch TV these days, but what would I say? I was watching the movie with Kerry Washington.
Yeah, scoop this closer, dude.
There you go. Right
here? Yeah.
I was watching the movie with Kerry Washington. It was like a Navy movie. I fell asleep on it, though. Don't ask me nothing to watch. I don't know shit. I'd be too busy to watch TV.
Yeah, man. Been busy these days. I've been real busy these days. And I get like a 2-week break. And I'm going to take it, you know, and reduce myself. What I've been watching, though, it's been popping up in my timeline. Like, old wrestling. Like, you know how your algorithms you get a new algorithm when you scroll in. Like, and I've been watching this. It's been popping up.
You said
up.
Wrestling?
Oh, like 90s, like the Rock, Stone Cold. You know what I mean? That's been popping up. I got a Peacock account, so I didn't, you know, went back in there and watching those. You know what I mean? So, what do you feel about music these days? Like, what'd you listen to on the way over here? You said you was listening to Miles Davis?
Yeah, I've been listening to Miles Davis. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to Moonchild, Layla Hathaway. I just like music that feeds my spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like good music.
Yeah.
It got to have some substance to it. Yeah, you know, I like Glow. I love Glow.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like a lot of music. You know, it's around.
Right.
It's pumped into us. But if I have to choose, I'm gonna listen to some neo soul, some Kenyon Dixon, some Alex Asley.
Right.
I listen to Stevie Wonder.
Yeah,
that's a lot of just good music.
Because music has a lot to affect with your mood. Like, a lot of people, you know what I mean? Like, because I got different moods when I'm listening. I might listen to the Isley Brothers. Then I might listen to some Elton John. Then I might, the next song might be some Future. Like, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I got a real diverse palette. But, like, as far as, like, that drill music, I cannot. It's two genres I don't really dig with. It's the drill music and the goddamn, like, heavy rock and roll. I really can't dig with that. But everything
what
else.
What you talking about, drill music? Like, what, like trip out music?
Nah, drill music. That's the killing music. Niggas just talking about killing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my
murder
God.
Ballads for 3 minutes.
Kids try to play that.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, uh-uh, we ain't listening to this.
So little homie can't get the ox cord in the car?
No, sir.
Oh, man.
They'd be like, mama, let me get a song. I do every now and again. But, baby.
Yeah, it's different.
It's real dangerous. I'm like, damn, that's what y'all want here?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, man. Like, and I say a lot of youth is influenced about it too. Like, they don't really, they can't really separate. This is like entertainment. This, I spoke on wrestling, like, rappers is like wrestlers. It's like WWE. It's just, this is all for entertainment. This
it is
all,
because, yeah, they don't, some people live the life, but why are you telling on yourself? But, you know, it's like, I don't know. You gotta, we have to feed our children better things, you know what I'm saying? Right. Try to redirect.
Mm-hmm. You was at a concert back in South Sea on your Instagram. What concert was that? Was it like an R&B concert? Wasn't, I thought it was Lil Wayne. Wasn't no...
I always try to make it to a good concert. I just went to... I did go to Lil Wayne. But I also went to Janae Aoko.
Yeah.
And I also just went to Layla Hathaway.
Really?
She was in Cincinnati in a little underground... spot. Oh my God, it was wonderful.
Really?
I loved it. Yes.
That's some of the best shows, even like comedy shows. The smaller,
the small, intimate settings are the best, always. They safe. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
It's a good vibe. You know, you're going to make it home, all of that. So, yeah.
That's crazy. We got to, like, damn, my mom will make it. You know what I mean?
Man,
that
I
even
swear.
Crosses our mind. Like, that shouldn't even be a thing. But yeah, like, I did pretty good, like, you know, dodging them type of events. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I might fuck with the music. I might Lil Durk or NBA Youngboy, but I don't fuck with that crowd. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not going to.
You got to be careful where you go. You always got to, you know, stay prayed up and speak protection over yourself any and everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying?
You ever been to that, the Louisville Comedy Club?
Yes, I have.
That's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a good shows there. Charleston White, Earthquake when he came. He's coming again, here next month. But I didn't call it Eddie Griffin cut the fuck up. He got drunk. He had about 10 drinks on that stage. He went on for
that's a mess.
Yeah, niggas got tired. Like, he went like, you know, niggas had shit. He went on for like 2 hours. Usually people go on for like 45 minutes, 30 minutes. He went on forever. It was funny. He was
up there drunk. But he's really smart, though.
He is. He really is.
He has a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of good things to say. I watched a documentary with him in it before. So he's very smart. I think I went and seen D-Ray, and me and my cousin was in the back. We was laughing, and we got put out.
Damn, for what? For laughing?
Because we was right by the equipment that was recording him on stage.
So really?
We got kicked out. It was crazy.
What the fuck? So you got kicked out of a comedy club for laughing?
That was retarded,
You would think that would have better setup than that.
No, because I was back there joking on people, too.
I was she's hilarious.
Doing a little bit, doing the most.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up.
I ain't know that they could hear me, though.
Damn. So what they just asked y'all, did they refund y'all? Just like...
Man, no. They told us to... They escorted us out. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
But it was all right shit. It wasn't meant for us to be here.
Right. D-Ray, it was a pretty good show. I was actually in the front row, like, I'm right here and D-Ray's right there. He joked on me a little bit.
What'd he say?
Cause I had a big yellow shirt on and he said, oh, you matching with your girl and whoop, whoop, whoop. And I was up there high shit. He made a joke and I was just looking at him like, he's looking at me, bro. He's stuck, man. You still don't understand it. So it wasn't nothing malicious or nothing, but, it was a pretty good show. You speaking of safety and, you said you used to be in law enforcement. How would you, well, not law enforcement, you're a corrections officer.
Yeah.
Like,
CEO.
How was that process? Like, because I tried to be a CEO, but it didn't work out.
What do you mean the process? Like, how was it working there? How was it to get on?
Both. A little bit of both, if you don't mind.
I mean, the process to getting on, it was, you know, step by step. I had to apply. It's like a polygraph test, take a physical agility test. Then I had to go through training.
Yeah.
And I did all of that. And then I got to the jail. The jail, it was.
So, like, okay. So people that made it to the academy, did anybody, that part, I didn't make it past that. Did anybody flunk out of the academy? Like,
yeah. A lot of people flunked out. Yeah.
Like, what? How did they flunk out? Like, just.
I mean, one girl, she would come to school training drunk. She got kicked out.
Hold on. You trained to be a CEO coming drunk, huh?
Yeah, she was drunk. I swear on some pills or something. Something was off.
Yeah,
but something. She got put out for that.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just can't take it. It's a lot. You get up. It's kind of like it's military based, kind of. You know, you get up, 6 in the morning, you run. Uh-huh. You know, you have to mentally prepare yourself as well as physically prepare yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it takes a toll on you. Everybody can't go through, you know, certain processes.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, some people flunked out.
Okay. That's what's up. You can graduate.
Some people got into the academy, and when they, I mean, not into the academy, into the jail. And when they got in the jail, they didn't last long.
Really?
Yeah.
So what were some of the factors that quit? Like, what was, you know, you said you got to be mentally strong, like.
In the jail?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got to be mentally strong, period. But yeah, in the jail, you know, you around slick people.
Right. Criminals.
You know? Uh-huh. Yeah, criminals. So if you easily tricked, they going to get you.
Right.
You know?
Prey on the weak, huh?
Yeah. Period. You got to be strong. But it was, it gets tough to see, you know, people that messed up and, you know, you just marked. Once you get locked up and stuff, you just always, you know, you carry that.
Right.
So it's like, you know, people look at you, look down on you. They think that you less than, and that's not true. Because
right.
everybody's a mistake away from, you know, getting locked up.
Right.
So it's all about, you know, the paths and stuff that you take and, you know, how you go about turning it around. But it's wonderful people in the jail. And when I was in there, I treated everybody like regular because they are regular.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I went never on no power trip shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would go in, I would do my job, and I would go home, you know, to my kids.
I think that separates, let me cut you off. I think that separates the good law enforcement and bad law enforcement at power trip. You got that bad, you got to stay level headed.
Yeah, because you know better than the next person. You know
right.
what I'm saying? We all trying to make it through. You know, basically our job is to, my job was to, you know, maintain different type of people in a safe environment. You know what I'm saying? Like make sure that my fellow officers are safe as well as the inmates. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Without judging, without being weird, and you know what I'm saying? Like, cause who is anybody to judge anybody?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
because I went on a tour and I seen so many people I knew in there, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you're
gonna see everybody.
Yeah.
But I feel like I gained a lot of respect. People respect me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not with no weird shit.
What do you mean, like, people respect? Like, what do you mean?
Like I'm respected. Like,
yeah.
when I go out, you know, I receive more love.
Right.
You know, than anything. And if people don't like me, it's just because, you know, I don't know.
So did you ever get, like, from your peers or family, like I see the police, I see this and that. You know?
I'm sure I done heard people, I see a police ass bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and?
Right.
And I'm going to go in here every day, unlock these doors. Y'all, what you need? You straight? You need a Zabo? Y'all cool? Y'all good? You know, if somebody need to talk to me, we gonna talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not every role in life has to be filled. Whether it's a garbage man, he got to take out the garbage.
Right.
Whether it's somebody that has to wipe off the toilet, she got to wipe off the toilets. You can never think that you too big to do a certain job.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how it looks to this person or that person. You know, I'm not, you know, I guess the police have a rap of being snitches, rats, and da-da-da-da. Like, I'm not associated with none of that shit.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I was a CEO. Yeah, I was a officer.
Right.
But it was, you know, it was never on no trying to oppress anybody.
Yeah, my mama was like that. She, like you say, different jobs. Somebody got to do it. Like,
yeah.
you talking down on people to work at Walmart. And
yeah, you can't do that.
Then in the same breath, you complain that nobody wants to work. You at Walmart, like, what is it, Ma? I don't know. I don't ever get that goofy. A job's a job, man.
A job is a job. And
no meal.
It's gonna get you to where you need to go. You always got to take a mm-hmm. step to get to the next step.
Yeah.
And you can't never worry about what nobody else has to say about you either.
Right.
That's where we get caught up as a people. We worried about what this person thinks about us. Why does it matter what they think? Who are they to even think about you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We need to get back to worrying about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people ask me, like, how did you... I don't really deal with haters because my mindset is always positive. I'm not worried about them fucking hating. I'm worried about this person over here that's supporting me, then weighed me down at the store. I'm a referee and he said, dude, I'm thinking he's walking up to me like to talk about me bad calls or something.
Uh-huh.
He's, hey, man, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. I fuck with the pod. I didn't know you referee whoop-de-whoop-whooping. I said, hit my DM, man. He said, how'd I get on the show? I said, nigga, you already on the show. You came down, man. You right to this moment, you on the show. So we going to shout out to Jay Rich, man. I appreciate that. But, yeah, so as a parent, you said you wear many hats as a parent. Like, what are some of the, like, struggles would you say as being a parent today in today's time?
I mean, I can't really say it's a struggle because, I mean, I wear all the responsibilities on my back, you know. Mm-hmm. But I can't say it's a struggle. What it is a testimony. It's God keeping me and pressing me through, you know what I'm saying? Because a whole lot of people don't have the mental capacity to get up every day and continue to press forward with their children. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm a mother of four. I got to drop them off in the morning. Mm-hmm. Pick them up in the afternoon, wake everybody up. You know it. You know, and it's beautiful to be honest because you sit back and you like, oh my god, like I'm doing all of this.
Yeah.
My oldest is in the 12th grade at YPASS, and
the performing arts school.
Yeah, performing arts school.
That's dope.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She started in Lincoln. Uh-huh. And now she's in YPASS and just got accepted into Pace. That's in New York.
No shit.
So, yeah, we excited about that.
So what does she do? Like, what is she?
She's a theater arts major. She dances. She dances. She does plays, sings, yeah. You know, a lot of, you know, all the theater things.
So in a couple years, she's going to be on the couch. Is that what you're saying?
What? Uh-huh. I'm going to be all over TV. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that God kept me to be able to continue to, you know, raise a good, decent human being.
That's what's up.
Because beyond anything, uh-huh. I have a wonderful child. Like, I raised a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm proud about that.
That's what's up. So before we get out of here, do you want to say something? You got a message, you know, you want to convey?
I just ask that everybody continue to spread peace and love. You know, mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business.
Stay out of all messy things because nothing is funny about another person's
downfall. I don't get that.
It's not. There's nothing funny about it because such a person's going through this. You laughing at this person, but you can go through it at another time down the road. So it's all about just staying on track, staying true to yourself, learning yourself. Sit with yourself. Uh-huh. Have moments of solitude. Because that's when you get to know who you are and what you are and what you like. Because right now, we in a time where we getting pumped this, that, and the other. Like, you don't even know what you like no more because you worried about what this person got going on and that person got going on. One of my kids be watching the baddies. They fighting and all of it. Like, it's filth.
That is the dumbest shit.
It's filth.
I don't know.
I mean, you know... She looked at me wrong, da 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 da, woo woo. Like, that shit, like, there's so much more that you could be doing with your time.
Yeah.
And so much more shit that you could be feeding your spirit and your mind than watching people fight and all that old type of weird, goofy ass shit. Like, I don't know. So.
I watched Baddies for the first time the other day, and I'm like, why is, like, it was the audition. This ain't no reunion. Like, they didn't had beat. I'm like, why they just go up there and fight? Like, what's all this fucking, like?
I don't know. I don't know none of the characters. I just know Natalie Nunn. That's it. They was like, no, I know, I'm lying. I know, what's her name?
Rolly the big one? I know a couple of them, but I ain't
know. No, the one, Akbar.
I ain't here today.
I knew her from Love and Hip Hop when I used to watch reality TV. Yeah. Like stay away from reality TV. What does a person's life got to do with your life?
Oh, I know. Watch a second of that shit.
You know last what I'm saying? It's just, I guess it's entertainment, but
that's some cheap ass entertainment. I'm pick up a book. I don't know, but yeah. it was a pleasure stopping by. She stopped on a moment's notice. This is and it was a dope conversation. Follow the BigAndLazy.com, Big and Lazy Pod. We on everything, TikTok, Twitter. We appreciate you stopping by. It was a dope episode.
Thank you. And be looking out for, I'm going to start baking. It's spring. So be looking out for my
she can bake
my
too.
Treats and, that's what's and up. Things.
Have you ever did that before? Was that are you trying something? Is it something new?
Oh, no. I have clientele. I've done a lot of baking and selling things. And I went to culinary arts school.
That's what's up. Culinary arts school? That's what's up.
Did you go? Pastry arts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. Yeah, she knows her way around in the suites because she, you know, we had a class together.
Yeah.
And she, you know, every time we have to throw a little party, we put her in charge of the bakeries, and she don't disappoint.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't even like banana pudding, but that banana pudding you had was pretty.
Oh, yeah, put my banana pudding fall.
And we out, man.
All right. Peace.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.